evening, everyone. You've tuned into Paradigm Shifters, and our Paradigm Shifter tonight is a wonderful guest who's been on, I think, 3 times before and with whom I've done some training. She's amazing. She's changing the world in her way, tuning into vibrations and all of that. Welcome, Christine Upchurch of the Reconnective Healing of Reconnection.
Thank you, Veronica. It's nice to be here again.
And it's wonderful to be here, but you notice I confused the reconnective healing and reconnection, which tells me we should start right off explaining what on earth reconnection is and what's the difference between that and reconnective healing.
Okay, well, first of all, reconnective healing is a type of hands-off healing, which scientists are calling the cutting edge of information medicine. Reconnective healing originally came through a chiropractor by the name of Dr. Eric Pearl back in the mid-1990s. After a weird series of events, suddenly his patients could feel his hands before he touched them, and they were experiencing these kind of multidimensional experiences, including feeling like there were others in the room when, in fact, Eric was the only person in the room besides them. And many of them were experiencing these amazing, life-changing healings, you know, stage 4 cancers disappearing, having birth disfigurements go away, you know, fibromyalgia disappearing, all sorts of healings. And people were saying, so, Eric, what did you do? And he's like, nothing, and don't tell anybody, because he didn't feel comfortable, you know. He was a chiropractor. He had no idea what was going on here. But, of course, when people say don't talk about something wonderful, of course people talk anyway. Excuse me.
Well, and especially if you say don't talk about something wonderful, huh?
Yeah, it's amazing. And eventually what he found is that when people had interacted with these frequencies of healing, as we call them, you know, received them in a session, suddenly they were accessing an aspect of this and were able to tune in, and they were able to, you know, put their hands on their father-in-law's shoulder when his shoulder was injured, or, you know, their hands would buzz when somebody needed healing. And so he found that you can share these frequencies directly with somebody, and then you can teach them how to do this work, how to consciously interact with these frequencies of healing and learn the philosophy that is reconnective healing. And once you learn all these things, you can move forward at the highest level of mastery with healing on this planet. And to date, we've taught over 60,000 people worldwide to do this.
Wow. That's really exciting. So you came in on this well after you'd experienced some of your own personal healing, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. You know, I know each of us has our own journey, and many of us are kind of amused at how we got from point A to point B. I myself have sort of an amusing story because I didn't intend to go into healing. You know, I used to be a statistician. I used to design and analyze clinical trials in cancer research, and I have a mathematics and statistics background, you know, very sensible, rational person. And then I happened to experience my own cancer crisis. And it sort of shifted things around for me because, strangely, the medical doctor I saw who specialized in this type of health issue said early treatment for this lymphoma is not particularly helpful. So what we're going to do is we're going to wait and watch until it gets to be bad enough, and then we're going to put you on chemotherapy. Now, that meant getting a biopsy every month and then ultimately starting chemotherapy. And once they get you started on chemotherapy, they keep you on chemotherapy of one sort or another the rest of your life.
Ugh.
Yeah. So I was kind of flabbergasted that they didn't have anything curative for me and that I was facing this potential, you know, life of chemotherapy and maybe a shortened life at that. So I was thrown into this abyss of, oh, my gosh, what do I do? You know, is there another way? And I found my way to learning about using affirmations, visualization, using conscious intent, the law of attraction, to heal. And this is back before reconnect healing even existed on the planet. So I spent 2 years doing a lot of inner work and eventually healed myself of cancer without any medical treatment at all. So it put me on this path of exploring healing.
You mean they did the test and they could actually find out that you were cancer-free?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's been gone for, what, 20 years now? Over 20 years. So that was my journey to get me on a different path. So there I went from, you know, sensible statistician, moved forward as a statistician for a number of years, and yet, you know, explored healing. You know, sort of the thing that I did sort of on the weekends, you know, I'd read books on healing. I'd go to seminars on healing. And eventually I said, okay, well, you know, I haven't found what resonates with me, so I'm done. No more books, no more seminars. And then I happened to hear Eric Pearl being interviewed on Coast to Coast AM, a radio show such as yours. And I thought, well, this guy sounds like the real deal. I'll go buy one more book. And I went and bought his book, The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself, which I know you've read, Veronica. And he talks about his story, and it's an amazing story. And then he also talks about his philosophy of healing, and it really resonated with my truth. So I decided to go to a seminar, and I went to a two-day training seminar. And during that process, I felt like I was coming home in a really deep sense, and ultimately went from sensible statistician to reconnective healing practitioner. Ultimately worked on the teaching staff. I traveled with Eric for a number of years. And now I'm one of three other instructors besides Eric Pearl who teaches this worldwide. And now I get to lead others into their empowerment as healers.
I'm very excited about it because I've taken classes with you, and I feel it has been a really powerful, powerful journey for me. I've been doing healing work for years, but it's wonderful.
And it is a journey that we're on. And the seminar and what we do with Reconnect Healing after we leave the seminar sort of shifts our journey. I think for many people who take the seminar, they're not sure that they even want to do healing. I mean, you, Veronica, have come from a long history of healing work. There are many people who show up at the seminars who either have that same kind of history or really don't do anything related to healing, and some of these people aren't even sure why they're there. But being exposed to these frequencies, and with reconnective healing, the seminar, scientists have shown that the seminar room shifts dramatically. There are energetic shifts in the room before we ever show up to teach the seminar. So people are immersed in a different sort of atmosphere, and they learn to consciously interact with these frequencies. And for many people, their minds are open to a much broader perspective on reality.
So how do you explain that the energies come early, the frequencies come early?
Well, I don't know, and those are three little words that we have to get used to saying when we're either practitioners or instructors of this work. I can tell you this. Bill Tiller, he's the famous quantum physicist from What the Bleep. He was at Stanford for many years. Just a brilliant, brilliant man. He's done research with us at our seminars several times. The first time he did research, when he looked at the data, he said, there's no way I'm going to report this because this doesn't make any sense. So, of course, when he replicated the study, he found the same sort of thing. And here's what he's saying. He looks at something called thermodynamic free energy. He's looking for a shift in entropy in the room. Now, I don't know, if for your listeners who are out there who don't know what entropy is an aspect of our four-dimensional time-space reality of things falling apart. It's aging, decay, disease. And what Bill Tiller showed is that during a reconnective healing seminar, there's a huge shift that occurs in the room as people are learning this work, where there's a decrease in entropy. And that means something very positive. It's we're tapping into something outside of this space-time continuum. So says Bill Tiller. And this is, it's a space where time's not relevant. There isn't aging, but agelessness. There isn't disease, but balance. And we're tapping into that aspect of reality, what he calls the reciprocal space. And there's an aspect of that reality that falls into this reality instantaneously that shifts things, which explains why we have these instantaneous, amazing healings.
And that's what explains something else, because you said at the beginning you were very sensible. And I'm going, then sensible actually defines sticking to kind of the parameters of the third dimension, doesn't it?
It does. It does. However, you know, I do encourage people to have a sense of skepticism, the true sense of the word. You know, the definition is open-minded yet discerning. So, you know, there in a seminar setting, we can see the work demonstrated. People are having multidimensional experiences. We see healings demonstrated, and people are feeling things and watching how people are responding when they're lying on the table. To our rational minds, it's like, oh, wow, how can you deny it? There's something very real there. And Konstantin Korotkov has also measured a different type of energetic shift in the room over the course of the seminar. And yes, indeed, the room shifts dramatically, but it shifts 2 to 4 days before we ever show up to teach the seminar. It's almost like the room gets amped up, you know, with some energetic shift to support people on their journey, either just to experience reconnective healing for the 2 days or to learn to do the work.
It's just very, very magical. Can you tell us some stories about people that you've worked with?
Oh, you bet. Let's see. One of my favorite stories occurred early in my practice, and having come from a place where I'd healed myself using conscious intent, mm-hmm. I thought intention's everything, right? You need to believe in something for it to work. Mm-hmm. And of course, in mainstream medicine, they talk about the placebo effect, because when you believe in something, it can affect a change in your body. Even if it's nothing but a sugar pill, you know, it can affect a change because you believe that it's important medicine that will create shifts within you. So, you know, I thought, well, intention is everything, belief is everything. Well, here was a man who was dragged into my practice by his wife, his well-meaning wife, who said, you know what, I intuitively feel like this might help my husband. Well, he had the advanced stages of hepatitis C, and he also had an enlarged spleen, and he had a very distended belly. He was in a lot of pain because of the advanced stages of the hepatitis. Well, the painkillers that he was given would have to get processed by the liver, which, you know, didn't function very well to begin with. Mm-hmm. So he was between a rock and a hard place. He was in a lot of pain and wasn't getting any relief. So when his wife dragged him in for this woo-woo work, you know, he cooperated. But I tell you, you know, we were in the waiting room. He's very friendly. Get him by himself back in the waiting room, and suddenly he crosses his arms and he lets me know that he doesn't believe in this kind of woo-woo work. And it was his wife's idea. So I said to the gentleman, I said, well, why don't you just lie down and relax? You know, what do you have to lose except, you know, a little time, a little relaxation time. So he had a session, and then he came back for a second session.
Oh, he did. He was willing then, was he?
He was willing, but still kind of reluctant. You know, his wife had signed him up for 3 sessions. So he came in for his 3rd session, and he's waiting in the waiting room with his wife. And before I could even bring him back into my session room, his wife says to me, or he says to me, you know, the pain in my abdomen's gone, but now I've got pain in my shoulder. It's like my liver's been operated on. And I looked at him rather confused, not understanding what he was talking about. And he repeated it a little louder, thinking maybe I was hard of hearing. He said, the pain in my abdomen is completely gone. Now I've got pain in my shoulder. It's like my liver's been operated on. And his wife, she was looking very cute at this point. When, you know, she was the one who dragged him in for this woo-woo work, right? Mm-hmm. She lets out this cute little giggle. And then she explained to me, oh, yes, you know, he's had his liver operated on twice for biopsies. And when you get your liver operated on, you tend to get referral pain up in the shoulder.
Aha!
And so he felt like his sick liver had been operated on. The pain in his abdomen went completely away, and he had that kind of referral pain, if you will. And within a couple of days, the mild discomfort in his shoulder had disappeared as well. And within about a month, the swelling in his abdomen had gone away. So here was this gentleman who did not believe in this work. Thought this was, you know, this was a crock. And then he got this amazing healing. And my initial reaction, you know, as a new practitioner was, wow, this is amazing. How cool is this? And then I felt a little defensive about it. I thought, you know what, it took me 2 whole years to heal myself of cancer. And here's this gentleman who doesn't even believe in this, who had almost an instantaneous healing, you know, over the course of a day. And then I recognized the power of this work. You don't need to believe in it. It's like the universe is allowing this connection to be made, so something a person doesn't even believe in can manifest.
Well, so that's a very exciting story. So what's the difference? Did you then take him further and get him to do the reconnection?
He didn't get his reconnection, but his wife chose to not only have healing sessions but get reconnected. The reconnection utilizes these same frequencies of healing. It's a hands-off process, but it overlays a very specific meridian system. It is different than the Chinese meridian system in a couple of different ways. One, there are some different pathways, but also, instead of ending at the edges of the body the way the Chinese meridian system does, these pathways extend beyond the body. It allows a person to connect to the energy grid system of the earth and the universe. And
do you mean that we are a part of it, as if it's like a big a multidimensional mapping system?
Or? Exactly, and it's almost like, this is the way I think of it, if you have kids or grandkids, you know, when they get computer games, they get the newest computer game. If you've got an old computer, what happens is the computer games, like, look really cool. Oh, look at how beautiful that screen looks. And, oh, then it gets frozen. It won't work. Eventually, in order to get these newer computer games to run, you have to go out and get the latest and greatest, you know, hardware so that it can accommodate this new, wonderful, you know, faster, more magnificent, you know, imagery software. So I think of the reconnection as upgrading the hardware so that we can download this the latest and greatest software. And it allows us to connect more fully with the next stage of our evolution, if you will. It tends to be more about life path advancement and personal evolution.
Huh.
And reconnective healing tends to be more about bringing a person back into balance physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually.
So one is kind of more long-term, more almost like you put in the hardware it takes for the person to evolve into other dimensional realities. Is
exactly.
that right?
Exactly.
Hmm. I guess I never, I haven't done much reconnection. I have done reconnective healing since I graduated. So
you
I guess
did.
I'll have to come in for an upgrade here. So have you had people, for example, you talked about Eric seeing people's major cancers disappear. Uh-huh. Have you had that sort of thing?
I have not seen that in my practice. For some reason, the only person I've seen, after done thousands of sessions, the only person I've seen, or a couple of people, was after they had had their cancer treatments, mm-hmm. and it helped them sort of ease some of their symptoms associated with their long-term cancer treatment.
And it doesn't clash with chemotherapy or anything?
Oh, no. This is the wisdom of the universe at work.
Okay.
But I certainly know several practitioners who worked with people before they went in for their surgery, before they went for their chemotherapy, who have seen amazing transformations. And we have lots of well-documented cases of people with stage 4 cancers that have disappeared with no explanation besides reconnective healing.
Wow. And I heard that sometimes you can get that kind of information or we can pick up that kind of ability from reading the book or even doing the YouTubes. I heard that too. Is that
Absolutely.
True?
Many people begin to feel their hands are buzzing and they feel a little shifted by reading Eric's book, The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. Mm-hmm. Some people may actually be experiencing some different sorts of sensations right now just as they're listening to us talk about reconnective healing.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, Veronica, there was a time when I was on a radio show and one of the hosts happened to mention that she had hurt herself and she was in need of healing. And she's a very vibrant, vivacious woman and she does all sorts of workouts, including Pilates, and apparently she'd hurt herself, and she barely was able to get out of bed. So, you know, as we're talking, I'm just focusing on reconnect healing and feeling the frequencies a bit, and, you know, she ended up having a complete healing by the end of the conversation, which is a little under an hour, and she was in California, and I was in Seattle.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I love that.
But in order to fully utilize these frequencies, people tend to need to interact more directly with them. To learn to do this work fully, yes, read Eric's book, go through the exercises, but I strongly encourage people to come to a seminar. Or if you want to experience the work personally, you know, come in for a session.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really interesting. It's like some people are ready to be activated, would you say that? And some people are more resistant?
Well, one way or another, people have shifts, and like the gentleman who had the healing from the hepatitis C who didn't believe in this, his healing went beyond his physical healing. It mm-hmm. became an emotional healing because he had some emotional things come up as well. But also, his belief system shifted dramatically. Mm-hmm. Suddenly it opened him up to a lot more in the way of the potential of our reality, if you will, that of our power, of our connection to Source.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for many, they are ready, and some people aren't ready. And if the universe says it's appropriate, that they may shift dramatically. You know, I've had many, many a skeptic, many a rational-minded person in seminars, and I love getting people who are, you know, have the scientific backgrounds or work in IT or, you know, are engineers or whatever, come to the seminars and have that sort of skepticism, that questioning, because because not only do I have a lot of scientific evidence to present, but they get to experience for themselves the shifts that occur. Mm. And I had one gentleman come up to me at the end of a seminar, and he had tears streaming down his face. Now, this man worked in IT, and he had asked me lots of the rational-minded questions over the course of the weekend. And he had tears streaming down his face at the end of the seminar. He said, thank you, thank you. I feel like I've been waiting all my life for this.
Oh, my.
It shifted his perspective on reality. Mm. And in a really deep sense, I believe he was coming home. And there are many people who come into contact with us either through sessions or in a seminar who have this sense of this connection that they've been missing. And even if they're not ready to do this work, they have shifted. Mm-hmm. And for those who are ready to do this work, they're ready to step into the philosophy that is reconnective healing, mm-hmm. letting go of attachment to outcome, not directing. It's about letting go of technique and mm-hmm. just trusting in the wisdom of the universe, becoming a catalyst for the person on the table's healing as opposed to the conduit.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had an experience last week of a fellow who's a very... he's disabled because he's a Vietnam vet, and apparently the Agent Orange comes up in like 25 years after your big exposure.
Right.
So he's absolutely lambasted right now, and he had white noise in his head. He said his brain never stopped. It was incredible, and he has neuropathies and all kinds of stuff. He's really suffering. So I said, okay, let's do it, and I did it at home, and he's a distance away.
Right.
And the interesting thing is he got really sleepy, slept like the dead for overnight and so on.
Right.
But he doesn't have that sound in his head. That's all that's absolutely changed right now. We're going to continue working. But that sound left his head for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, that's great. And I've heard so many stories about people who have either post-traumatic stress disorder or problems because of Agent Orange. I mean, there's so many people out there who have had amazing, impressive healings after coming in for a session or two, or having distance sessions.
Mm-hmm.
It's truly amazing work, and you know.
Do you
think
it matters if it's
are,
a distance?
You talk about paradigm shifters. This is truly a new paradigm of healing.
Yes, it is. It's like wandering in the universes, isn't it?
It is.
So, what about children?
Ah, well, first of all, kids love this work. And they don't question whether or not they're going to believe in this. I know your grandson has come in to see me.
Yes, he loves it.
Yes, and he's so cute because he likes to get in on the act. I mean, most kids like to feel it in their hands. They like to do this work. And, in fact, we can train kids. We've got a program called Reconnective Kids. Both of my children have taken the class. And it takes us adults 2 full days to learn this work.
Mm-hmm.
And how long does it take the kids? 2 hours. They don't have to let go of all their other techniques. They don't have to wrap their minds around it. They just get right in it. They feel it. They play in it. And, you know, to this day, my kids are still using this when, like, at one point there was an injured bird out in the yard, and one of my kids was out working on that. Another time, you know, my cat was a little sick, and my other child was working on her. And, you know, they can do self-healing as well as distance healing for relatives and get themselves sort of immersed in the frequencies of healing before test.
I think what I really like is they can do some healing on a parent that's really grumpy.
Oh, sure.
Without taking on... you've got more to say about that.
Yeah, well, you know what, with this work, because we are not a conduit, because we're not sort of directing our own energy and our energy is weakening, and because we don't sort of open and take on... you know, what's going on with the other person, we don't need to take on any of their symptoms. We just become a catalyst. We become immersed in the frequencies ourselves, but we are becoming this catalyst to have this person on the line on the table immersed in it. And so we don't need to absorb any of this stuff. This is the universe working directly with them. And if anything, we get energized and we get healed in various ways. So it's a very empowering thing to be able to do this work. Sometimes without a person knowing about it, whether it's a grumpy parent or a sick spouse, a sick relative at a distance, they don't even have to know about it, and you don't have to take any of their stuff on.
You're allowed to do stealth healings?
Sure.
They don't need permission?
With this sort of thing, you know, we're not directing. We are basically making this connection between reconnected healing and this person. So hooking them up with the universe in a new way and allowing the universe's wisdom to decide what's the best thing for that person, what's the best healing, circumstances, changes in that person's life. Because we're not a part of the decision-making process, we're getting out of the way, we don't need to ask permission.
Well, now here's another one is one woman that I did had been complaining that she couldn't feel self-love. And she's older and she's done an awful lot of work on herself. She's quite, you know, quite an interesting soul. So anyway, I did it and I did my best to, it was a distance, and I did my best to be totally disengaged in what the outcome was.
Right.
Anyway, it frightened me because she slept and was kind of comatose for a couple of days.
Oh dear.
I know, it was awful. And I was really almost scared to ask her a week later, what about it? And then she said, oh, I want another session because I'm beginning to feel a light where there was no light.
That's fabulous.
Yes, but the thing that frightened me was that she was so sleepy and thick, but her interpretation of it was very wise, which was, I think we moved something that's been in there my whole life.
And
I didn't look for it. You know, I did the disconnect, reconnect.
As practitioners, we have to step through all sorts of fears, you know. When you're working with the divine and you're letting go and not directing, how can anything negative occur? You know, it's really a matter of understanding that with light there is no darkness. We are introducing energy, light, and information into this person's being. And it surrounds them in the field, and as scientists will say these days, you know, the scientists for a long time have been trying to discover how the healing process actually occurs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they know that there's a biochemical process, but it's kind of interesting because they've actually discovered that the process does not begin within the body. As weird as that sounds, it actually begins outside of the body. There is some sort of interaction that we as humans have with the field, as Lynn McTaggart calls it, or the divine matrix, as Greg Braden calls it. There's this interaction, and that interaction instigates the healing process within the body.
Mm.
So when you're, you know, working with reconnective healing in a person's field, it's giving them additional energy, light, and information so that their body, mind, spirit can create something new based on that. New information in order to create the shift that's more appropriate for that person on that time, at that time.
So you just brought something to light, as usual, where right now, at this moment, there are people all over the world meditating because it's 11-1-11.
Yes.
And this is a pre-record, so we've already crossed past 11-11 today. But it's interesting because you mentioned Lynn McTaggart and Greg Braden, and they're all involved in this. And what I realized is in the reconnective healing, you're actually launching people's more infinite self and the rapport with the universe's infinite self, right?
Yes, I, you know, we don't know exactly what's going on, but we certainly know that we are becoming more multidimensional by doing this work, by having this work. People have amazing experiences on the table sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, they might smell the scent of their mother's perfume and their mother passed away 3 years before. They might become much more psychic, more intuitively guided. People often have their five senses, their regular, ordinary five senses, greatly enhanced. And
it doesn't stop, does it? Aren't you still awakening with it all?
I'm sorry, what?
Aren't you still, I mean, we are kind of infinite and we're unlimitable, are we not? And aren't
Absolutely.
You still awakening yourself, even though you've been doing this for many years?
Oh, of course, yes, and you know, I think that on some level the path is back to source. But really, in this human form, my perspective of this is we're actually reconnecting with our authenticity, if you will. Because when you connect to source within this human personality and form, the way you express source is by becoming the authentic self. Identifying who that is, identifying the voice of the authenticity that comes from source, and expressing that fully, and that means walking through some fears.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another aspect of this work that practitioners need to learn, is to let go of fears. Let go of fears about whether your client's going to like the work or not. Let go of the fear that, oh, if somebody slept for 2 days, that wasn't perhaps appropriate for them. Of course it's appropriate. We let our fears get in the way of thinking, oh, well, we need to control this or we need to fix this for somebody, when in fact we need to just let go and trust.
And we need it all to feel good.
Yeah, and by letting go of fears within the seminar session, I mean, within the session room, it also teaches us to let go of fears within our lives. And there's something about these frequencies, I think, that help us to let go of fears. And when we begin to let go of our fears, then we allow our authenticity, our true nature, source to flow through us more easily. And yes, it's a long-term journey of expansion, but it's a very powerful journey.
Wonderful. Well, I just want to tie up another subject that I was mentioning, which is all these great minds right now are meditating together around the world. So I'm tuning us into that because I really believe as we connect with one another, even beyond or even without it being a reconnection, it is a part of that unraveling process, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, the coming together energetically is very, very powerful. And in fact, sometimes I've asked myself the question, with reconnective healing, you seem to need to interact with us directly, either by reading Eric's book, you know, coming to a seminar, having a session, even if it's a distance session. Perhaps people are tuning in right now and beginning to sense that for your listeners. Mm-hmm. And I've asked myself, well, why can't people just sit on the mountaintop and ohm it in? And what's come to mind is, at this stage of the game for us here on planet Earth, it's really important for us to join together.
Yes, it is. You're right. Very good.
It's a matter of connecting and also bearing witness to each other's processes.
Mm-hmm. Without too much judgment.
Exactly.
Or without any judgment, if we can get that far.
Yeah, it's because the most we can do for another person in human form, I think, is to truly show up for them and offer them our gifts while letting go to any attachment to their changes, their outcome.
So do you ever work with three or four reconnective healers in a group consciousness?
Generally speaking, I mean, yes, in a seminar setting, we've got a lot of people working simultaneously. However, when we're working on an individual, we really believe that there's something very sacred about the one-on-one-on-one, you know, the one practitioner, one client, and then, of course, God, divine, universe, whatever word you're comfortable with, because there's a greater clarity of communication.
I mean, that there's no doubts. I guess what I'm thinking is that the person is held in that space, too, that is purely for herself or himself. And
yes,
I think that's important, too.
You know, our job as practitioners is to bear witness to a person's process. And it's a very specific connection. And, you know, one of the examples that I often will give in seminars is I'll look for somebody in the room who has a multicolored shirt on, lots of different colors on their shirt, get them up on stage, and I'll say, okay, everybody, tell me what color is this person's shirt? And people will be yelling out all the stuff, and they'll be talking over each other, and it will be very unclear. And then I'll ask for one person alone to say, what color is that person's shirt? And they'll say, red, yellow, green, purple, white, and black. So it's a very clear communication. So getting multiple practitioners involved, I think, kind of makes it a little murkier.
Yeah, you know, muddies the situation.
Makes the communication a little less clear.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense. So tell me, I'm making a leap here. Do you ever do it on political situations?
Yes, indeed. But however, the most difficult thing is to let go of attachment to outcome.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
You can certainly do this on a group of people, you know, a family, an office, if you will, or a political system or a political situation. Certainly when there was the big tsunami in Japan, there were many of us who focused reconnective healing on, you know, the Tokyo area and, you know, the areas of Japan that were hardest hit. It's really a matter of, yes, you can focus on a group.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be the highest form of the work, I don't know, but you can do that. But letting go of the attachment to outcome is the difficult part.
Might be nice to focus on the Constitution.
Perhaps,
I'm just because I really feel like we're meant to be in the shift where we're creating our reality, and this is such a magical, magical system. I mean, it's just a mind blower what it can do.
It is, and I think that the timing of it is no coincidence. The fact that it came through 1993 and became, you know, fairly big and prominent by, you know, the early 2000s, and, you know, we've trained, what, 60, 65,000 people worldwide to do this, and there's more and more information out there about it, and more people are getting, you know, tuned into it, attracted to it. Of course, we've probably reached hundreds and hundreds of thousands of clients as well.
Mm-hmm. But each of you is growing. I mean, your lives, like a lot of times a healer's life comes apart and they go into these incredible journeys, you know.
Oh, yes.
A lot of the practitioners for reconnective healing seem to be getting lives that come more and more together, don't they?
Yes.
I suppose that's not a guarantee.
Sometimes lives will fall apart before they come together.
Exactly.
We've done surveys of practitioners and, you know, across the board, high percentage of practitioners report that their lives are much happier, better balanced. They've got better physical health, better mental and emotional health after beginning doing reconnective healing. However, there were also people who report having, you know, been divorced or having made life changes in their careers, whatever. Sometimes the changes are a necessary part of our stepping into our wholeness.
Yes, they are. And it's just sort of a fantasy that people think that if they go into healing, life becomes really easy, and I think quite often it's au contraire. You really get to look at where you deceive yourself, don't you?
Sometimes, yes. And however, there are times when it feels like it can all occur with great ease. Mm. You know, I've watched people make transitions within my seminar or session room where they've had a complete shift in terms of where they're coming from mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And it's happened over the course of a few minutes or over the course of a few days. The shifts don't have to be difficult. It doesn't mean that we don't have to face some of the issues that come up for us. Yes, mm-hmm. Sometimes we do. But oftentimes it's with greater ease than we could actually even predict.
Hmm. Have you ever worked with criminals?
Have I worked with criminals? I don't know, but I certainly know that there have been some people who have specialized in working, you know, for people working on people who are in jails.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be a really interesting thing to do, wouldn't it?
It would be fascinating.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I could handle it. So you're going to Vancouver soon.
Yes, indeed. I'll be teaching a couple of seminars up in Vancouver beginning November 12th. It's the 12th and 13th for the Level 1-2 seminar mm-hmm. In Vancouver.
So the nature of the seminars the seminars are really wonderful, my experience.
They're fun, aren't they?
Oh, they really are, and people work very hard. Just so much hands-on that makes it, you remember it. It comes into your body, mind, much easier because you keep us all busy, right?
Right.
But I'm just wondering if the seminars themselves are changing and evolving, or is Eric Pearl changing and evolving? Exactly the same as they were at the beginning?
We are definitely evolving in a lot of different ways. First of all, we've been perfecting our teaching model over the years. It's getting better and better and better. It's a powerful model that allows people to discover this work, to discover to consciously interact with reconnective healing, and it helps people to step into their mastery. And people seem to be doing it with much greater ease. It's fascinating to watch. Another way in which we are evolving is we have become willing to sort of come out of the closet about certain things. Once upon a time when we talked about reconnective healing, we only focused on the physical healings because we wanted mainstream medicine, mainstream, you know, Western culture to accept this.
Oh, that's right. And you did a lot of research connection too, didn't you?
Yeah, and we're still doing research, and it's fascinating. And the physical healings are very real, and the research indicates that this work is very real. But we're beginning to come out of the closet with the fact that there are lots of emotional healings. There are mental healings, as well as spiritual healings. People tend to get more psychic once they start doing this work. Mm-hmm. They tend to get more intuitive. You know, there are some people who start doing this work and then suddenly they begin channeling. Mm-hmm. It's whatever is appropriate for that individual at that time. It's not like, oh, something scary is going to happen to somebody. It's only when they're ready. However, people are opening up in new ways. And so for me, I'm happy to say these days this work isn't just about physical healing. This is about evolution, the evolution of individuals as well as the evolution of our planet.
So would you, what's your preference? What kind of clients? I know you're a wonderful teacher, so we know you have that preference, right?
I love to teach, yes.
Yeah, you really are good at it and very inspiring. But also, is there an interest in you in working with, for example, mental health?
You know, I do a limited number of sessions these days when I'm in my Seattle area.
You think you could do reconnective healing on your calendar and stretch it a little?
Well, you know,
that's asking for expectations. So,
you know, I actually know that healings can happen in an instant. I regularly demonstrate this work in front of people at presentations, at seminars. Also, did this as a subject of research at the University of Arizona as well. And I see instantaneous healings on a regular basis. This works quickly. Generally speaking, people aren't happy with a 5-minute healing session or even a 10-minute healing session because they want more. They want to relax into their experience. They want to have a little bit more time. And some people actually need to feel like they've had enough time in order to accept their healings. You know,
I've
do more
that,
sessions
actually.
If people would be willing to say, okay, you know, 5-minute healing session is fine with me. But I have to focus so much more on the educational aspects of this work, traveling and teaching. I'm also writing a book right now. So
I've got a limited number
of sessions that I do, but I also have a couple of fabulous practitioners at my center. But I do the work, and I like to work with whoever is really attracted to come in to see me. I trust in the wisdom of the divine in leading the right people to me, whether it be somebody who has, you know, mental health disorders and, you know, like what's an obsessive compulsive disorder that disappears overnight after 25 years of all sorts of other types of treatment. With no success. To, you know, people who are having terrible foot pain, to people who are experiencing fibromyalgia, or, you know, somebody who had a terrible injury that would not allow him to walk normally. He was in a lot of pain. It took him 2.5 years to learn to walk after his car accident. You know, after one session, suddenly he doesn't need his pain medication anymore, and he's able to walk without a cane. I mean, you know, the right people get drawn to me, and it's absolutely perfect, and I trust in that.
And do you love
it? My own journey as a practitioner, my own journey as a teacher, is a journey in which I'm learning. So I know that, you know, whoever's going to come in to see me is going to have something to teach me about their journey, about what happens within the session room, about what happens based on reconnective healing for them.
It's so interesting, isn't it? I think about my grandson coming to see you and how interesting it's been to watch his ability with energy just being ignited at that time. I really think that would help children empower themselves and not be so confined as teenagers trying to express. Do you think that's so? Like, I
absolutely.
Think it's a social thing.
You know, when I get a child into my healing space, I love to teach them how to interact with the frequencies, how to play games with it with their hands, because children are very tactile, and children also want to be involved. They don't want to be passive. You know, they want to learn, and they want to be an integral part of whatever it is going on. And, you know, see this in doctor's offices. You know, the doctor will allow them to use the stethoscope so that they can hear in the through the stethoscope. They want to be a part of it. Well, with the healing session, kids, you know, are the same way. They want to be an integral part of it. And I love working with children because I know that intuitively, whether they've taken the class or not, intuitively they're going to take it outside of the session room and play with it. And, in fact, there is a story of this six-year-old who came to see me. His mom brought him in because he had allergies, environmental allergies, and he had 3 sessions with me, and he didn't have an immediate healing from that, but he had this other healing from, he had chronic constipation since he was born. He'd been hospitalized twice for it. Well, 3 sessions of reconnective healing, and, you know, his system was working with like clockwork. He no longer had the constipation, but he had a little sister who had this degenerative bone disease. And she was looking at the possibility of being put in a cast, a full-body cast by age 6, and left in that cast for an entire year while her bones healed. So this, you know, she was 3.5, vibrant little girl with this terrible disease. Well, this little boy who, you know, I taught how to play with these frequencies, you know, with his hands, went home, played around his sister. And then within a month, his sister had had a complete healing from that disease.
Oh, my.
Doctors called it a miracle.
And you called it aha.
Yes, exactly.
He
set
made
a child loose with reconnective healing. That's what I called it.
Isn't that interesting? My grandson and I, my grandson's seven, he was visiting, and he and I were at either end of the kitchen playing. We were tickling each other with frequencies, and we were giggling and laughing, and you could feel them through the bodies. That was
right.
Hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Christine would appreciate this.
Yes.
Well, so you're going to Vancouver, as we started saying. Tell us where it's going to be and how people sign up.
Well, it's at the Holiday Inn Vancouver Center, and it is very easy to sign up online. You can go to thereconnection.com or go to my website, cuhealing.com. That's the letter C, the letter U, healing.com. Go to the Vancouver event, click on the link, and it's very easy to register. Or people can call the Reconnection office, which is 888-ERIC-PEARL. That's ERICPEARL.
And it sounds really good. Eric himself is going all over the world. You are too sometimes, aren't you? I mean,
yes,
how's
indeed.
It going in other parts of the world?
It's going great. There is a thirst for something different, something new, something real, and people are finding their way to this work.
Is it bigger over there than here?
We've gone through different stages. It's better known over here. When Eric's book first comes out in another country, it gets to be huge. I mean, it's, we have these sometimes huge seminars. And
like 500 people or what?
And here in the U.S., we still have large seminars, but it's, it's out there a little bit more. It also depends on the city. Some cities we've been to many, many times, and we still get good turnout there, and then sometimes we'll go to a new city, and suddenly there'll be lots of people who will just be, oh, wow, I've been waiting for you to come to my city.
Oh, wow. Wow. So it's still growing like mad.
It is.
I guess what's exciting about that, I think of how there could be this canopy of this consciousness of the new frequencies all over the world, eh?
Oh, yes, and I think that Eric's book has now been published in 36 languages, maybe it's 37, and I think we've taught this to over 60 people in 60 different countries.
South America?
Yes, indeed.
Which countries have you gone to?
Let's see. My focus is on North America, so, these days I'm doing a lot of teaching in both the U.S. as well as Canada. I've also been to Japan, Greece, the Netherlands, and there's probably some other ones I'm.
Oh, and I remember seeing a story of a little boy in Greece, I think it was, with cerebral palsy. That's on a DVD, isn't it?
Yes. The DVD is called The Living Matrix. Mm-hmm. It's a documentary about healing, and it's got numerous scientists who were interviewed, and it also talks about various healings. The very first one on that film is about Dimitri. It's a little boy in Greece. I knew him as Demetrios, which I suspect in Greek means little Dimitri. Anyway, this boy had cerebral palsy, and his mother and father had brought him to a presentation that Eric was doing in Greece. And at the end of this presentation, they said, could you please work on our son? And he said, well, I've got to finish the book signing, and they're going to be closing this up soon, but, I'll see what I can manage. So this little boy had cerebral palsy. He had to wear braces on his legs. He needed help walking up and down stairs. He couldn't even hold his own glass to drink a glass of water or juice. And he could not speak clearly.
And how old was he?
He was 5, I believe.
Okay.
Anyway, Eric worked on him for 7 or 8 minutes at the end of this presentation, after he was done with the book signing. And then suddenly this little boy was running up and down the stairs on his own.
Wow.
And he ended up coming for another session. I think Eric worked on him maybe 10 or 12 minutes. And he ended up, his speech became much clearer, and he was able to hold a glass of water and drink from a glass himself. And so he's now, fairly normal child.
Wow.
Running around. And in The Living Matrix, you get to see the after, little Dimitri running around on the playground and getting around and being, a relatively normal child. Just after a few minutes of interacting with Reconnective Healing.
Wow. Isn't that thrilling? I bet the parents wept.
Oh, yes. And it was interesting because I was in Greece with Eric, and we were teaching the seminar. Eric had invited the mother to bring Dimitri, up into the room, and to the seminar room, and then up on stage. Because, you know, Eric wanted to share this happy story with people, just to demonstrate the power of the work. Now, my job was to escort the mom and Dimitri in. And it was interesting because I'm watching her. She seemed to be very uncomfortable with this notion of bringing him in. And after talking to her a bit, what I realized is she just was very uncomfortable with the fact that her little boy, who had been so self-contained by the limitations of his body, he was now a normal child, you know, moving around and getting into things, and she wasn't used to having to deal with that.
A little unreliable, probably. Oh,
yeah,
that's
so
right.
She's like, you know, not realizing, I mean, she's not knowing if she could control him in that sense, and of course, it was all perfect to us because he was just now a normal 5-year-old who no longer had those physical limitations. And it was wonderful and beautiful, and, you know, to watch him just, you know, run up on the stage, it's just fabulous to see. It
so
really
people would have cheered,
I'm sure. The power of the work.
Isn't that great? Oh, so that you guys are really expanding this. So I know there are these downloads going on in the universe, you know, and you're really expanding the rapport people have to that, I would say.
I believe so. I think that it's almost like by tapping into something more, and that's truly my perception of reconnective healing, it allows us to connect with this journey of, you know, evolution.
Yeah. Oh, that's
new kind of evolution on our Earth.
And we're in the shift. This is what it's all about, isn't it?
Oh, it is indeed. It's quite the shift, too.
And tell me about your book before we're running out of time here.
Well, I'm still working on it. It's in progress. And it talks about my own personal journey, about healing myself of cancer, the things that I've learned as a healer and a teacher of healing, and also about stepping into one's authenticity, you know, what it means, what my own personal journey has been, and how others can step into their wholeness.
Wonderful. So it's not just about reconnective healing, then, it's about...
No, it's a lot more, and it really is about reconnecting in the fullness of ourselves, to the fullness of ourselves, mm-hmm. to the source, and allowing that source to flow through us and be all that we were meant to be.
Wonderful. So your prescription for people, besides the workshop, which is coming up in Vancouver, seminar is a better thing to call it, or a play shop, eh?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said a seminar is a better thing to call it, or a play shop, right?
Yes. Seminar sounds so serious. Go ahead and convince your listeners it's a very serious thing, and we won't tell them how much fun we have and how much laughter there is.
How much laughter, giggling there is. But as well, you recommend several reconnective healing sessions, and then it takes two sessions to get the full reconnection itself done, which is...
Yes, and with reconnective healing, we typically recommend 1, 2, or 3 sessions. Mm-hmm. It's not about long-term treatment therapy. It's not about treatment at all. This is about immersing a person in these frequencies of healing and mm-hmm. allowing that to shift their vibration to attract whatever the appropriate healing is.
Mm. And then after that, you recommend the reconnection.
If people are interested in speeding up their life path evolution, then mm-hmm. yes, indeed, I recommend the reconnection.
And do you hear from people after the reconnection that there's a specific response to that that's very different from reconnective healing?
I absolutely do. You know, it's funny because sometimes people will notice a shift right away, and I'll get emails about it or hear through my assistant about, oh, somebody just said, oh my gosh, their career changed, or oh, they finally met the love of their life, or, you know, whatever. And then for others, later on, a year or two down the road, they'll say, you know what, it felt like my life was really normal, but then when I turn around and look at how much things have changed, I'm shocked. And that's my story. You know, everything has felt normal, you know, absolutely normal. I don't think anything's changed. And then I turn and look back, and it's like, oh, my goodness. It's been a wild ride.
It is a very exciting ride, actually, isn't it?
It's wonderful.
Well, it's been wonderful talking to you again, Christine, and I think that we'll be talking when you get your book done.
Great.
Which might be pretty soon, huh?
I hope so.
Well, and also, we did a little bit of a television interview, which is going to show up on your website, I think, or mine anyway.
Yes.
And that way people can get to know you visually.
That sounds great. And it was wonderful of you to have me on your television show, Paradigm Shifters. And it's a really important service to be offering people.
Thank you. Well, we're just getting it going again. It took us a little gap, but, you know, we're doing reconnective healing on it.
Sounds like what's been happening with my book, you know. Slow start, but we're getting there.
You're getting there. I know you are. So thank you so much, Christine, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you, Veronica.
Many blessings.
To you as well.
All right. So thank you very much for tuning in to Paradigm Shifters. Join Christine Upchurch in her up-and-coming seminar in Vancouver, or get hold of the book with The Reconnection, which is a good book to read until Christine's book comes out. And this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to make some comments, or if you'd like to have a session with me or with Christine, email me, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. Good night, everyone.